USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A group of GOP senators are calling for a slimmed-down COVID relief bill. 10 senators have written a letter requesting a meeting with President Joe Biden to discuss a much smaller relief plan. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana tells Fox News what it will take to get a deal done.
Republicans will be there for that which is good for the country, but they won't be there for payoffs to Democratic constituencies or just to check the box for a campaign promise the president made, which has no rationale in terms of economics.
More than 5,000 people protesting the arrest of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny were detained by police today. Tens of thousands turned out to protest for a second weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken took to Twitter saying the U.S. condemns the persistent use of harsh tactics. Officials have also urged Russia to release Navalny. Russia's foreign ministry rejected Blinken's call as crude interference in Russia's internal affairs. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Joe Biden wants schools reopened within his first 100 days. The question is it safe? USA Radio's Dan Naraki looks at a new study on COVID and the classroom.
A new study suggests that children don't spread COVID at a high rate while in school if proper protocols are in place. Dr. Daria Long of the University of Tennessee Department of Emergency Medicine is one of the co-authors of that study, and she tells CNN that they found more cases of COVID when kids came back from break than when they were in school regularly.
What we saw, and that was kind of one of our final conclusions from this, is what we saw is the number of cases that we had were very highest each time after kids were out on break. So when they came back in August or after fall break, after Thanksgiving, their numbers were highest, whereas when they were in school continually, they were following these protocols and we were able to test them. We got our numbers even lower. So we had the lowest incidence when they were continually in school.
Dr. Anthony Fauci cautions that plan to reopen schools may not happen due to high COVID-19 transmission. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As of midnight tomorrow, masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs, on planes, and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday. Officials say people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. The Norwegian Nobel Committee has named the finalists for this year's Nobel Peace Prize: Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, the World Health Organization, and climate activist Greta Thunberg are among the nominees. The winners will be announced in October. USA Radio's Dan Naraki is here to tell us about a major trade in the NFL.
The blockbuster deal will send longtime Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford to the Los Angeles Rams. L.A. will send quarterback Jared Goff, two future first-round draft picks, and a third-round pick back to the Lions, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Stafford was drafted first overall by the Lions in 2009, spending 12 seasons with the club. Goff was also a number one overall pick in 2016. He led the Rams to the Super Bowl in 2018, his third season in the league. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.